All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Friday, October 22nd. I'm Nathan Stevens with your afternoon update. A Minneapolis police officer is facing manslaughter and vehicular homicide charges after a vehicle chase left a man dead last summer. Matt Sepik reports.
40-year-old Linnell Frazier died July 6th, about 90 minutes after a squad car traveling nearly 80 miles an hour crashed into his Jeep. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman says Officer Brian Cummings was reckless and negligent when he decided to chase a stolen vehicle that police suspected had been involved in several nonviolent thefts. Freeman says police departments across the state need to have stricter pursuit policies and enforce them.
Before such speedy chases are done, they have to be violent crimes or guns have to be involved.
Freeman says the driver of the stolen vehicle was never arrested. An attorney for the Frazier family says the charges are welcome news. Frazier was the uncle of Darnella Frazier, the young woman who recorded the viral video of George Floyd's murder. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter says the city is requiring its employees to get vaccinated against COVID for public safety reasons. Those who don't want to get the shots will not have the option of frequent testing. Religious exemptions, however, will be accepted. Carter says he needs to do whatever he can to protect the entire city.
Our expectation really is that we as a city family, we have about 4,000 employees, and that we as a city family are going to do our part to protect each other.
Under the new policy, St. Paul city workers will lose their jobs if they don't comply with the COVID vaccination mandate by the end of the year. Finally, the U.S. House Ethics Committee will ramp up an investigation into Minnesota Congressman Jim Hagedor. Tim Pugmire reports.
The congressional panel announced it will extend a review of allegations against Hagedorn while also noting the action alone does not itself indicate any violation has occurred. The 1st District Republican congressman is accused of allowing nearly $500,000 of official funds to be directed to companies owned by his employees. In addition, the report says Hagedorn may have received rent-free or below-market use of campaign office space from a political donor. The Congressional Ethics Office says Hagedorn may have violated House rules, standards of conduct, and federal law. In a response, Hagedorn's attorney said the congressman self-reported the first allegation. He also noted that Hagedorn has been targeted by leftist groups. The committee plans no further statements until the completion of its review. I'm Tim Pugmire.
And here are some other stories we're looking at. DFL Governor Tim Walz is again urging legislators to reach a compromise on pandemic frontline worker pay. House Democrats and Senate Republicans remain at odds over how to divide the available $250 million and who should be eligible. Walz said during an NPR News interview today that he still wants to call a special session to act on the payments, along with drought relief for farmers. As we approach Halloween, the annual Creepy Doll Contest is back at the History Center of Olmsted County in Rochester. This year's edition features 9 more antique dolls from the museum's collection, including one named Miss Abyss. They're in various states of repair, or disrepair, adding to their charm or creepy quality, depending on your tastes. Today is the last day of voting. You can vote over at the History Center's Facebook and Instagram pages. The winner will be crowned at a party open to the public next Saturday. In sports, the Minnesota Wild play 2 home games this weekend. They host the Anaheim Ducks Saturday and the Nashville Predators on Sunday. The Wild have started the season with 3 straight wins. The Timberwolves host the New Orleans Pelicans tomorrow night, and Minnesota United hosts Los Angeles FC tomorrow in St. Paul. As for weather, expect the weekend to be clear and cold with temperatures dropping into the high 20s tonight. Then the daily highs for Saturday and Sunday will be in the low 50s. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Nathan Stevens. We'll be back on Monday for more updates. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.